The Silver Ferns have started the year on a high, winning netball's inaugural Nations Cup in London this morning after beating Jamaica 67-56. The side is quite different to the one that captured the World Cup last year, with legends Casey Kōpua and Maria Falau retiring. Veterans Laura Langman and Katrina Rore were also on sabbaticals. Coach Dame Nolene Taurua gave everyone court time across the series and told sports reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe that building depth has been one of the objectives.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a fine line, one, to be able to obviously go for the win, and second thing, to make those changes where it's not detrimental to performance. I'm really happy, actually, out of the whole tournament, that those changes, that they made huge impact when they did take the court, and really pleasing to see, for me personally, to know what the strengths are of individuals when they're under pressure.
And Maya Wilson, another fine shooting display. You can literally see the speed there, and her footwork has improved. Is it nice seeing her play with such confidence?
Yeah, very much so. I think what she's currently able to do out on court, it's just reward for the work that she has done off court. You know, she's made great gains in regards to the physical side, and has improved so much in regards to her fitness. And she's always been a smart player and has great skills. And now that she is fitter, she's able to do it at a higher intensity. So really pleased. Her shooting percentages were very high, and we're really pleased about her progress.
Is it hard to know where you are at when England, for example, had quite an understrength side there and Australia weren't even there?
It's always difficult when you do have players out of teams or teams not involved, for example, Australia. But I think, you know, for us, it was bigger than that. It was really, yes, we were looking to win the Nations Cup, but also get valuable time to get people out on court. So it is what it is, and you play your opposition and you try and make the most of it.
Diamonds coach Lisa Alexander was there, obviously studying the teams, gathering some intel. For your part, is it a case of trying to almost anticipate what Australia might be doing?
No, I think there's a long way to go. There's probably another 6 months where the players do go back into their club side, and now it's about them working on their game. And then, you know, once that happens and we know what that stage is, then we'll look to the next stage. So there's a long way to go without worrying about Australia and what they're doing or what they think that we're doing.
With Connie Francis back as coach of Jamaica and their performance today, can you see them becoming a lot more dangerous over the next few years?
Oh, definitely. That was probably after watching them on the first game against South Africa. That's what I actually noticed. The Jamaican way, the Jamaican flair, the ability to play the aerial game. And, you know, with it being the first outing for Connie, I'm sure that she'll be able to build on the series, and knowing that it's really valuable for them looking into 2023. So I think they're just going to be unstoppable once they get their thing going, and that's quite scary.
And Amelia Aran Ignacio is captain. How do you think she went?
Oh, I thought she was fantastic. It's her first outing. The stuff that she's doing off court is amazing. And, you know, she's got the full support of not only the management but also the players. I thought when it got a bit sticky there and it was going toe for toe, that she definitely stood up, took a lot of load in that shooting circle and put the ball through the hoop. So overall, yeah, she gets a big pass mark.
Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Taurua.